The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Thank you for joining us on Wines du Jour, broadcasting from Pampas Brazilian Grill in Las Vegas, Nevada. My guest tonight is Joe Landolfi. He is a new person working in the kitchen, and I have to tell you, what a great chef. I'm going to look forward to the celebrating of great food and wine pairings that we have this evening. We also have some great Argentinian wines, as I started to mention. Zuccardi Winery is one of our favorites from the Mendoza area in Argentina. We'll talk a little bit about that later. We're America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, brought to you with some information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thanks for your inquiring emails sent to us from your home country, from all around the world, from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Brazil, Baja California, and France, just about everywhere. So welcome. Our in-house special invited guest artist is both hungry and thirsty, and we can't wait to get started. Our broadcast each week, remembering that each time we reflect on what we are all about, and that is, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So remembering also that we discover lots of information about taste and flavor as we enjoy good food and pair it with excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wines du Jour, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast, and Wines du Jour food and radio wine broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcasts. We're free on iTunes. So listen to Wonder Radio or Warp Radio as well. You're listening to Wines du Jour, and I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. Okay, I want to introduce you to the gentleman that makes all this happen here at this beautiful, pompous Brazilian grill. This is located we'll talk about it a little bit later. Joe Landolfi. Joe, thank you very much for taking time out to come over and spend some time with us, and we also are able to enjoy your hospitality. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about this restaurant. Pampas is kind of an unusual thing because Brazilian cuisine is not something all Americans are familiar with. On the other hand, it's not uncommon to have gone to or heard about going to a restaurant where they bring the food out of the kitchen on a saber and slide it off the saber onto your plate. How does that work?
So when you come in, you basically start with our salad bar, which has over 40 items on there, hot and cold.
Oh.
Then what we do is we'll have the pasadores.
Uh-huh.
They'll come to the table. They'll have a large variety of meats. There's 12 meats.
Wow.
And some grilled pineapple. Our classic is the Picanha Noble, which is our sirloin.
Top sirloin.
Yeah, top sirloin with sea salt.
Oh, yeah, that's great. We love it. In fact, we're going to have that with one of our wines this evening. We'll talk about that a little
absolutely,
later.
Okay? Absolutely. It's a great experience. You know, it's a buffet without having to get up from the table.
Yeah, well, you know, something else that I think is pretty interesting, and I guarantee you 95% of everybody listening to this program all around the world don't know this unless you live in South America, and that is, if you're from Brazil, your native language is Portuguese. If you're from everywhere else in South America, it's Spanish. Is that wild?
That's wild.
Nobody knew that, did they? Look at me like I have two heads. No, that's true.
Also, what's a little different about our restaurant is we also do unlimited seafood.
You do?
Yeah, we're the only Brazilian restaurant in town that does unlimited seafood.
No kidding. That's pretty interesting. Well, you have some specials going on. Father's Day, I know, is a big thing, and we've got to go to a break.
Sure.
When we come back, we'll tell you a little bit about that, and also a little special if you just mention my name if you come in. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Pampas Brazilian Grill. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that I'd tell you a little bit about where it is. If you're familiar with Las Vegas and the Strip, right in the middle of the Strip, basically, is a big hotel called Planet Hollywood. And right behind Planet Hollywood, and actually part of the structure, is an area known as the Miracle Mile Shops. In the Miracle Mile Shops are an awful lot of retail stores of all kinds of things. You can't even believe that they would even have a retail store selling some things, because you wonder why, you know, people walking up and down aren't going to be buying that if they're from Kansas or... But that's a different story. But the most important part is there's a great restaurants, and right in the middle of that is the best restaurant that I know about, called Pampas Brazilian Grill. And my friend Joe Landolfi, I had him on here just a moment ago. I want to tell you a little bit more about the type of food. We mentioned something, or I should say you mentioned something, Joe, that you had unlimited seafood and so on as part of your program that you have. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Father's Day just before we went to the break. So we don't forget Father's Day, I'm going to ask you to explain that, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about how things work here when you're a guest at the restaurant.
Okay? Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about Father's Day. You've got a hell of a special. You know, Father's Day is over as far as the actual day, but the whole month they're celebrating Father's Day here at Pampas Grill.
Absolutely. So at Pampas, it's Father's Day all month long. Anyone who comes in, any father who comes in and purchases a meat rodizio or surf and turf rodizio will get a free lobster tail.
How is that?
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's a pretty good thing. Uh-oh, my engineer just headed for the front. He's going to go order something. The Pampas Brazilian Grill is pretty unique. In fact, Brazilian-style cuisine, which they call basically, I think they call it rodizio.
Rodizio.
Rodizio is their word for what we might call barbecue. And what that is, it's like all you can eat. It's just an automatic thing. I mentioned the saber and so on. Joe mentioned all the different types of meat that they have, 12 different varieties?
That's correct.
That's incredible. So if you are a big eater and you come here very hungry, you can sample all 12 of them if you choose to do that. And one of the unique things is when you sit down, they bring you your wine or whatever you want to have to drink, and they give you a little round card. It's about the size of a cocktail card. And on one side it says, yes, please. And on the other side of it, it says, no, thank you. And the red side is the no, thank you side. That means no, or stop, if you will. The green side says, yes, please. And as long as that green side is sitting up, every time a food server comes by, they're going to put some more food on your plate unless you tell them no. So this is, when you're full, turn it over. You know, it's like surrender with the white flag. You know, I give. But until then, it all is coming to you as you want. And you can go up to the bar, the food bar, and pick more salad or more whatever if you want.
Absolutely. That's unlimited.
Boy, you know, that's one meal a day, this place. I mean, you can't have breakfast and have lunch and dinner here. You don't have enough room, if you know what I mean. Now, the beautiful part is it's not $200 like everybody thinks it is. What kind of a price do you get for just the regular rodizio?
Regular rodizio, which includes all of our meats, as well as the unlimited salad bar, hot and cold items, it starts at $48.
That's a steal. That is a steal. Okay. Now you know a little bit about the Miracle Mile Shops. You know a little bit of that Planet Hollywood is part of... the Pampas Brazilian Grill, or maybe it's the other way around. But anyway, it's close. It's right on the Strip here in Las Vegas. If you haven't been to Las Vegas in a while, first of all, shame on you. And secondly, you need to know that now is probably the best time I can think of to come to Las Vegas for more than one reason. The weather is about as perfect as it's going to get. It's been a little warm the last few days, but I mean, this summertime is a good time to come to Las Vegas. And if you don't like the sun, it's okay, because every air conditioner in town is running and working well, so you can get to the temperature that you're looking for. But more importantly, prices are about as good as they're going to get. When it comes to hotel room, And first of all, there's so much competition. Planet Hollywood is only one of about 40 different hotels in town, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. And one of the hotels, as an example, has 5,032 rooms by itself. So you can imagine how many rooms need to be filled on a daily basis. And what that means is you and I get to take advantage of great prices. So you get a really good room at a very, very, very low price. And then the best part is Las Vegas is now and has been for the last 10 or 12 years known as the food and wine capital of America. Used to be New York, but New York doesn't have it anymore. Las Vegas picked it up, like I mentioned, about 10 years ago. And now you can come here and have the finest food and wine in the world. And of course, when there's food and wine, you have to have some experts. So we have some of the best celebrity chefs in all of America. Many of them started out in New York, and because of the weather or one reason or another, they moved to Las Vegas and they're loving it. And you and I get an opportunity to taste some of their food. Plus, just so that you know, there are some real specialists in the wine business. They call them master sommeliers. Everybody's heard the name sommelier, and you know, frankly, anybody can be a sommelier. You just have a business card printed with your name on it and the word sommelier below it. You are one, which I think is kind of a sad thing. But to be a master sommelier, there's a big major requirement, and there aren't that many in the world. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. First of all, to be a master sommelier or to qualify to take the test to be a master sommelier, you have to be a sommelier, quote-unquote, in a restaurant for a minimum of 5 years. So you have to have 5 years' experience as a sommelier. They hope by that time you know the difference between Chardonnay and Merlot. You know what I mean? But anyway, then you get to go to England and take the exam. The exam is extremely hard. 4 out of 5 people do not pass it the first time they take it. We know a number of master sommeliers, and I'll tell you about that in a second, that took it 3 and 4 times before they passed it. And these people really know what they're doing. So it's not an easy competition, and it's a test that is down to a few people in the whole world. In fact, in America, there are 129 master sommeliers in the whole 50 states. Now, out of that 132, or whatever the total is, 38 of them, or 42 of them, I should say, are right here in Las Vegas. That just tells you that there's a lot of wine in this town, and good quality wine. Just to give you a comparison, if you go to Southern California, that would be Los Angeles or San Diego, there are a grand total of 2 master sommeliers in Southern California. So 42 in Las Vegas, 2 in Southern California. That tells you there's some business here. And that means you and I, as a customer, get an opportunity to discover wines that you didn't know about. Your sommelier comes up to your table in a nice restaurant, and you can ask him anything you want to know. And just to keep dispel a little rumor that people have is sommeliers are not in to sell you the $400 bottle of wine. That's not what their job is. Their job is to help you pair some wine to go along with your meal. So if you, when you go to a restaurant and you go to a really good restaurant, they seat you and give you the menu. Then they bring you the wine list. They do not seat you and give you the wine list and then bring you the menu. You follow what I'm saying? So the idea is not to pick your wine and then your food. The idea is pick your food and then your wine. So any restaurant that does it the wrong way, maybe it's time to get up and leave. I mean, it's kind of silly. There are restaurants that do that. I don't understand it, but that's the way it is. Anyway, the most important part is you have an opportunity to pick what you want. Tell the sommelier, my wife wants a white wine. I love Cabernet or a red wine. Give us an idea. She's going to have the fish, and I'm going to have the T-bone, whatever. And and I want to spend about $35 or $40 for a bottle, not $100. And that sommelier will help you pick any one of 3 or 4 selections that they give you. That, my friend, is what a sommelier is really all about. And it makes your dining experience much better, which means you're probably going to come back. Make sense?
Absolutely.
I think so. Now, also, the restaurant here has a special thing. We've not had this happen before, so I'm going to mention it on the air, not just to my audience here. And that is, if you come to this restaurant in the next few days, including today, of course, and tell them at the front desk that you're here because of Wines du Jour and or Les Kincaid, they're going to give you 20% off your bill. Am I correct?
Correct.
Holy moly. So any of us that want to stay and have dinner afterwards, 20% off the bill. That's not too bad. So that's something to consider.
Or a free bottle of wine.
Or a free bottle of wine. You know what I'm saying? Take a pick. You know that little green on one side, red on the other? Remember how that works. That's a pretty doggone good opportunity. Now, I want to talk a little bit now about the wine, because I think it's important. The wine doesn't come from Brazil, because this is a Brazilian restaurant, but it comes from a neighbor, Argentina. Now, in Argentina, in case you don't know, it has some of the finest, well, we call it terroir. That would be the weather conditions, the soil conditions, and so on, to grow grapes to make wines. And I have to tell you, this is an excuse, if you will, to have good top product. The winery that we're featuring this evening is simply called Lucardi Wines. They are from Argentina. Now, the largest area in Argentina is Mendoza. That is the wine area. And something that's been discovered here recently that I thought was pretty interesting to find out, and that is that the elevation from sea level, the mountain is right there at Mendoza, goes up to like 3,000 feet elevation. They've discovered in the last 10 or 12 years that if you plant vineyards even at 1,500 feet, 1,800 feet, 2,100 feet, the grapes still grow and make excellent wines, which is a surprise to winemakers in particular. And we had an opportunity to talk with Alberto Zuccardi, who is the owner of Zuccardi Vineyards. This is probably, well, let me just read something to you. Back in 2007, the prestigious magazine called Decanter, everybody knows about that magazine, Decanter, all about wine and so on. They acknowledged Joe Alberto and his son Sebastian as being amongst the five most influential personalities in Argentinian wines. I have to tell you, because he's not sitting next to me and I'm not trying to, you know, poke fun or anything, this is probably one of the most knowledgeable winemakers I have ever met. And I've been doing this for an awful long time. He doesn't brag, but he can answer any damn question you can think of. He also invented the world. They're starting to build concrete vats to store their wines in. They've all taken it from Alberto. That's pretty interesting. I don't know if he's going to get credit for it, but I'm giving him credit for it. And he's the one that came up with the idea and made it work. So that's a pretty good thing. So tonight we have three different wines. A white wine to start out with is Torontis. Torontis is the name of the varietal, like Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc or what have you. And the nose on this Torontis, and everybody here is tasting it, the nose on this has a lot of, I call it wild flowers. Really a nice flowery nose to it, with pear, a little bit of peach, some orange, a little passion fruit, all of that sort of thing. And it has a little bit of minerality as well. And that's a good thing, because minerality along with food is also a great way to do it. Now, Joe Landolfi and his staff put together some things to go along with this Torontis. I'm just going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to ask Joe when we come back from our break, which we're going to do here in a second, to tell us a little bit about this. But it's simply a beef empanada over a corn salad. And this is the time of the year for corn, folks. So if you're not making corn salad at home, think about it. Look up a recipe or ask me. I'll be happy to tell you how to do it. It all works great. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour. Be back in a moment. Thank you. Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Papa's Brazilian Grill in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Before we went to the break, I mentioned that Joe was going to tell us a little bit about beef empanadas over corn salad, which is what we're eating right now while we're tasting this beautiful Torontos wine. I think they pair very well together. What do you think, Joe?
I think so, too. It was a great combination, especially for the summer with the weather.
Exactly. Well, corn, you know, there's there's about 54 different kinds of corn. Did you know that? In America, we only have generally about 6 different kinds of corn. One of them is my personal favorites, and I've been eating it since I was a kid back in Ohio. It's called Banty corn, Bantam, with an M on the end, Bantam corn. It is so tasty. But since that time, I'm talking about when I was a little boy, now they have corn where there's part of it is white corn, part of it is yellow corn. And boy, the two of those together is a great combination. So if you would just take that corn and put it on your grill for about 5 minutes on total, maybe a minute or so on each side, turn it 4 times, you know, to get it all the way around. You don't want to overcook corn. That's the problem with most people. You want to undercook. In fact, I can be truthful with you, and maybe you're going to look at me like I got 2 heads, but you don't even have to cook corn if you don't want it. You can eat it straight out. It's not bad whatsoever. But if you're going to make a corn salad like they've done here, you simply can take a little bit of onion, or you could take a little garlic if you want. You can take some red bell pepper or yellow bell pepper and dice it up real fine with the corn. Blanch the corn if you feel compelled to do that. Add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and you've got yourself a pretty, oh, maybe a little parsley too. You've got yourself a heck of a nice salad. And if you know how to make an empanada, which is not difficult, in fact, you could go to the store and buy, what do they call those? Not tortillas.
Wonton.
Yeah.
The wonton wrappers.
Wonton wrappers. And use that and get a beef filling, whatever kind you like. Put in there, fold it over, and they deep fry it. You can deep fry it, or you could actually bake it in the oven, whatever is good for you, and have that with that corn, and you'll be eating the same thing we are now.
Absolutely.
But this is pretty good stuff. Is empanadas a pretty popular item on your menu for appetizers?
Yes, it is. It's probably one of the most popular.
Yeah. I can understand why, especially if you taste it. If you get a chance to taste it, you'll definitely order it again. What'd you guys think? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very nice. So beef empanadas over a corn salad with a little Torontos from Zuccardi. How bad can that possibly be? What a great combination. Okay, let's do this. Let's get ready to start with wine number 2. And wine number 2, they're going to be pouring it here in just a couple moments. But I want to mention a little bit about it. It is South America, and in particular Argentina's most popular red wine. No, it's not Cabernet Sauvignon. It is actually Malbec. Yeah. And I have to tell you, if you're not familiar with Malbec, please do yourself a favor. Go to your retail wine store and search out a nice Malbec that they might recommend. Or for sure, the Zuccardi is an excellent Malbec. There's some people would rather have Malbec than Cabernet, especially if it's going to pair with food. And more importantly, here in America, this time of the year, we like barbecue. And I have to tell you, Malbec and barbecue go hand in hand. Very, very good, both of them. Do you like Malbec yourself?
I do. The spices in it.
Yeah, it's really nice. Well, what I like is the color of it. It is, of course, typically looks like red wine, which, of course, it is. So some people, you know, they all look alike to them. Merlot looks like Cabernet, et cetera, so on. But this has kind of a unique purplish tint to it, if you will. And most Malbec, even though it is grown in America, here in California, or not here, but in California, our neighbor, it is on in a lot of vineyards. But the best Malbec, I think, still comes from the Argentina area. There's several varietals down in there that produce Malbec, and Zuccardi is no exception. The vineyard down there at Zuccardi for Malbec is around 1,800 foot elevation, which is pretty high compared to normal, because normal in America, in California, it's around 300. So anywhere from 300 to 500 feet, depending on what it is. But at any rate, it has a real intense aroma of red and black fruit. That's what I happen to like about it. Yeah, it's the blackberry and the blueberry and all the typical fruit things, but it also has some very nice things. It's kind of a silky texture to it, which I happen to like. It has a long, lingering finish, and I think everybody's going to like it. So don't go anywhere. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about our beautiful Malbec, but also you can't believe what the chef has put together to go pairing with this. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here at Pampas Brazilian Grill in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. I have to tell you that this particular restaurant, and I did mention a little bit earlier, is the back part, if you will, of Planet Hollywood, which is a big casino right on the strip. It's in what they call the Miracle Mile Shops. And this is probably the best restaurant in this whole part of the country. There's no doubt about it. There are a couple other Brazilian restaurants in Nevada. There's no, you know, obviously. But this is by far the best one. And as Joe mentioned a little bit earlier, they offer something that other Brazilian restaurants don't, and that is seafood. Tell us again how that works.
So how that works is our surf and turf. It includes, like I said, the unlimited meat radicchio, the salad bar, and then we also do unlimited Gulf shrimp, mussels, salmon, and then our catch of the day.
Oh, holy cow. You guys are just very generous people.
We try.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about what has gone with this Malbec that we're tasting, and I'll talk a little bit more about that after we finish the food that the chef has paired with it. He's put together a pork flat iron over orzo. Everybody knows what orzo is. Some people don't know it, but it's actually pasta. Okay, orzo with some black olives and a little feta cheese, topped with a little Brazilian vinaigrette. Now, how bad can that be with this beautiful wine? Joe, is this something that's on your menu that they can order?
Actually, it's not, but we do have... We serve the pork on skewers.
I see. Okay.
The vinaigrette is at the, and the orzo are all at the salad bar.
I see. Okay. So
you can't get it paired together, but you can pair it yourself.
You could do it yourself
absolutely,
if you want
absolutely.
To. Well, I suggest you give it a try because this is absolutely delicious. I don't know about the food here. How many items? I can't even ask questions about the food. There's so many things. There's 12 different kinds of meat. There's fish and seafood, including shrimp and lobster, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So if you wanted to just come in and have a steak, can you do that?
Yes, you can. We have a sirloin on our menu. We have a a flat iron on our menu.
Huh. Okay. So, I mean, it's got to be anybody can eat here. Oh, and here's something that's important for those that are vegetarian. You know, everybody says, oh, the vegetarians, they always forget about it. You can come here as a vegetarian and you can eat 20 pounds of food, theoretically, and not worry about it because it's all available right here. That salad bar is very good. How many items, you know, offhand?
Over 40, and we actually do a veggie rodizio as well.
Oh, you do?
So we'll take mushrooms, peppers, onions, skewer that out, and you can get that table side as well.
Unbelievable. So, you see what I mean?
And
they
also,
take care of everybody.
Our salad bar, almost every item is gluten-free.
No kidding.
Gluten-free, you know, is the big thing now.
Yeah, right, yeah. I don't know why, but yeah.
Yes.
There's probably one out of 10,000 that have a gluten problem, but mm-hmm. most people think they do for some reason. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, but this pork flat iron over a little bit of orzo, my wife happens to love orzo, and there's probably 20 ways to actually cook orzo. I mentioned earlier that it is actually a pasta, although you don't think of it as a pasta, but it is. And the easiest way to cook that is to put the orzo, whatever portion you want, into a sauce pot. I usually put a little bit of Italian extra virgin olive oil there and kind of mix it up with the orzo. And then I just put maybe a cup or a cup and a half of water. You don't have to worry about it because you don't have to measure it like you do. Like regular rice, you know, you have one rice and two water and so on. You don't have to do that with orzo. And you cook it for exactly 9 minutes and turn it off. Put the lid's on the pot, let it rest for a while, and it's perfectly cooked. I like to add some maybe peas, things like that, into the orzo. But it's great as a side dish, and it goes very well with pork, of course. But it goes well with just about anything. In fact, it goes really well with red sauce. If you have some pasta sauce or if you have a pizza red sauce, you can put that with that orzo, and it's an excellent dish by itself. So that's a whole different thing. Okay, I want to talk a couple minutes about the Malbec. This has a little bit of tobacco taste to it, along with one of my favorite flavors in wine that you don't see an awful lot, and that is garlic. It's not heavy duty, but it's definitely there, along with raisin. And that's another thing you don't see an awful lot on, but with Malbec, you do. And I think that has to do with the terroir in that particular area. It has a very nice ripe tannin taste to it, which I think is very good. My grandmother used to have plants of violets in her house. So I grew up with the aroma of violets. Well, there's a lot of violet in wine, which a lot of people don't know. They can't pick it out because they're not familiar with it. But because I am familiar with it, I can spot it. And there's violet in this Malbec, which is kind of interesting. I love the color of this. It's beautiful. It's easy to drink. It goes with almost any kind of red meat, whether it's pork or beef. It also goes with a number of chicken. If you have barbecue chicken, this Malbec, if you're looking for a red wine to serve with chicken, Malbec is a good choice.
This is great. Great wine. Very smooth. I like that smoky
finish. Absolutely. Now tell us, this Brazilian vinaigrette, what makes it a little bit different?
Well, it's very Spanish influenced. You know, we have you'll see a lot of cilantro in there.
Aha, cilantro. That's probably
red
the answer
onions,
to making a difference. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you know what they simply call a chimichurri. That's something that in South America, but more specifically in Argentina and Brazil, chimichurri, which is a combination of things I'll tell you about in a second, but it goes a long way with all kinds of meat. And almost every steak or roast that you get in Argentina or Brazil has chimichurri served right alongside of it. It's an automatic thing, isn't it?
It is very automatic.
And chimichurri, if you're not familiar with it, you need to find it, make some of it, and you'll fall in love with it because it's a great side dish or a comfort to red meat in particular. That could be pork or beef, but it's just a real good thing. In fact, they feature this chimichurri sauce in number 3, so we'll talk about that when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here. We've got some wonderful pairings this evening. That Ducati wines, I think, are delicious. And during the break, a couple people said, okay, how much is this? This wine is delicious. Well, the first wine that we had, which is a Torontis, is about $15 retail anywhere across the country. And the one that we're tasting right now, along with this pork dish, is $17.99. Very good price for a wonderful Malbec. If you're not familiar with Malbec, make sure you try it because it is really a great wine and it loves food. So it's not just with this dish that we're having it with tonight, but it goes very well with others. Now, speaking of dishes, let's talk a little bit about the pork flat iron that the chef has put together with the orzo. I mentioned orzo and black olives with feta cheese. And boy, let me tell you, it's one of the easiest things to cook. I mentioned earlier, 9 minutes. You know, you put it in there, turn it on. When it comes to a boil, put the lid on, turn it down, and let it simmer for 9 minutes. Turn it off, let it sit for about 5 minutes, and you've got perfect. And to that, add a little bit of black olives and some feta cheese, and you've got yourself a hell of a side dish with hardly any work whatsoever. But the chef now has gone a step further and put a little bit what he calls a Brazilian vinaigrette. Now, most everybody knows about vinaigrettes. There's all kinds. But Brazilian vinaigrette, I'm going to ask Joe. Tell us a little bit about what a Brazilian vinaigrette is compared to a regular one.
Well, it's got the red onion, cilantro, red wine vinegar.
There you go. Cilantro. There's the difference. That does make it South American. There's no doubt about that. Is that sparkling? Perfect. I'm sorry. Okay, so a Brazilian vinaigrette is something that you can make very easily, too. No problem. And I think the combination is good. Okay, time now to go to wine number three. This is the killer wine that we're about to have next. I mentioned the price is about $15 for the first wine, about $17.99 for the second wine, and the third wine, which is called Zeta, Z-E-T-A, Zuccardi Zeta, and I'll tell you why it's called that and so on in a moment. But you can find that in your local store for about $42.99 a bottle. So it's not a killer price, but it is a damn good wine. And it's simple and easy. It is a blend, but it is a blend of only two varietals, and we're familiar with both of those, and that is it is 83% Merlot. I'm sorry, 83% Malbec. I said Merlot. Malbec, and 17% Cabernet Sauvignon. So what they've done actually is they've taken the Malbec and they decided that they could improve the taste by adding another varietal to it. So they took 83% of the Malbec and add 17% of Cabernet Sauvignon to it, and boy, let me tell you, it is really very, very good. And that's why it's $42.99. The demand for it is pretty high, and that's what causes prices to go up, if you know what I'm saying. But here's what the chef has put together now to pair with something like this. He's taken his Noble Picanha. Is that the way you pronounce that?
Noble Picanha.
Picanha. Noble Picanha. What the hell is that, right? Well, the answer is top sirloin. So it's a nice piece of beef over some garlic mashed potatoes, my mother-in-law's favorite thing to eat, mashed potatoes, topped with a little chimichurri sauce that we talked about just a little bit ago. So you take all that together along with a nice glass of this wine, this Zeta, and you're in seventh heaven. I have to tell you, that is very, very good. Now, Malbec, I mentioned earlier, is the most influential red wine in South America, but more particularly in both Argentina and Brazil. And I also mentioned that everybody in South America speaks Spanish except for those that live in Brazil. Brazil, they speak Portuguese. I also need to mention something that a lot of people aren't aware of, is that the food in South America has been influenced strongly by the heavy amount of Italian moving from Europe to South America. There's a lot of Italians in South America all over, but more particularly in Brazil and Argentina. So the type of food that you see in restaurants have kind of an Italian influence, even though they're considered a local recipe, whatever the case may be. But barbecue, or radicchio, they call it, is something that's very popular in South America. But, you know, it's not like they have a red sauce that they put spices with and so on and call it barbecue sauce. They don't do that at all. That's American. In fact, America actually discovered barbecue. I call it barbecue. They've discovered barbecue many years ago, and all the other countries have kind of followed along, except that some of them don't bother with the sauce. They're not big on sauces. They're big on flavorings and so on. And in fact, with this top sirloin that they have tonight, I'm going to ask Joe, this, the top sirloin and that flat iron pork dish had such a great taste of the pork. Tell us a little bit about the secret for that.
It's just your typical seasoning, salt, pepper, a little garlic, but it's the way we cook it. I believe it's just like slow roast in the on our grill while it's on the skewers, I think is what really does. It gets that nice nice caramelization on the outside,
the caramelization,
that crispiness
on the outside. And you can taste that, folks. It just really jumps out at you when you take a bite of it. So that, along with the orzo that I talked about, the two of them together go very, very well. The Malbec ain't bad either. So that's pretty good. Okay, wine number three, which we talked about, which is Zeta. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. We've got to go to a break again. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Anything? Oh, okay. We got to go to a break. But the mashed potatoes, I'm going to ask my mother-in-law to give sanction on that. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For the summer.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. I want to mention something about this this Zuccardi Zeta, as they call it. I mentioned earlier it's 82% Malbec and 17% Cabernet Sauvignon. The percentage of alcohol on this is a little bit higher than what we talk about mostly, and that's 15.1. That's about maximum high in my personal standpoint, and still able to pair it well with food. The higher the alcohol, the less well it pairs with food. So we like to see anywhere from 13 to 14 and a half, go all the way up to 15, which is pretty close to what we've done here. And the color of this is, I call it violet. It's not a typical purple red wine like Cabernet Sauvignon or what have you, but this Malbec combination of Malbec and Cabernet Sauvignon, it just gives us a nice velvety a violet color. And it's been aged in French oak. Now, you need to know, if you don't already, that there's two kinds, actually there's three, but two kinds of oak that most every winemaker in the world uses. They either use French oak or they use American oak. The third one that's starting to come around finally is Hungarian oak. And you will see that in some wines are using Hungarian oak because the prices are right. And that's okay. It's, you know, as long as you get the result you're looking for, the price is important. Obviously, the most expensive one is the French oak, and it's also the one that's in most demand. And I think that's one of the reasons that the price is up there. You know, they get like $1,300 for a 55-gallon. We're not talking about a 50-gallon. We're talking about a 55-gallon wine barrel. That's how wine is done, is in 55 gallons and not 50, just so that you know. It's kind of a little trivia question there, I guess. But the fact that it is French oak, they use no French oak. I shouldn't say no, but almost no French oak in Australia. They like American oak, and 99.5% of all of the wineries are using American oak down there. They use very little French oak. But it's a mixed bag just about everywhere else, so you'll get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's not a problem. But the good thing is the combination and the flavors of this is really nice. The background on the flavor of this is, I think, very good. It has kind of a firm taste to it. It has a great aftertaste or long lingering finish, as we like to say. But even though it's Malbec and Cabernet together, I think the perfect food or meat, if you will, to go with this is pork as opposed to beef. Most all red wine, beef is the most popular. You know, you get any kind of a steak or a roast or what have you. But here I think a pork tenderloin in particular, which is what the chef has put together tonight, goes really, really well with it. And a pork tenderloin, you know, there's the tenderloin, which is a small, thin piece. And then there's the loin, which is about 3 inches in diameter, and it's usually about 12 or 14 inches long if you buy the whole thing. They're both pork, and they both come from the same animal, but they come from different parts. So the small one is one that's easily put together. You can saute it, you can stir fry it, you can do all kinds of things with it. But the loin is something that you need to go along with a little different flavor. Okay, Zeta is something I hope everybody gets a chance to taste. Zuccardi, Z-U-C-C-A-R-D-I is the name of the wine. Check it out. It is absolutely wonderful from South America. And then, of course, the Pampas Brazilian Grill here in Las Vegas is about as good as it possibly can get. I want to thank you for listening to Wines Is Your program, coming to you on this show from our broadcast from the Pampas Brazilian Grill, as I mentioned. Also, our featured wines this evening was from Argentina, which I also mentioned, Zuccardi. We're America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and we broadcast each week at the same time on the same station that you're listening to as we speak. Thanks for broadcasting the Pampas Brazilian Grill for their support. I want to thank Carl Magno for his work as the engineer.